Chuck, most likely, what would you and Nikki be doing right now if you had not found Sendout Cards?
Well, we'd be like most people. We'd be looking for a job. It's very difficult to sell homes right now, so the income that we're used to making has dropped down dramatically. I made the decision over a year ago to just work Sendout Cards. And also, we're still in real estate through Nikki, and that's by choice because we believe in multiple streams of income, because we still have clients that need to sell houses and purchase them. But both of us do not need to be in that business right now. But if we were living both off of that right now, yeah, it would be a place we'd be looking for a job.
Wow.
To be looking for a job.
So, Chuck, how did you find time, real briefly? I've got three more questions here, and then I've got a few announcements, important announcements for everybody. But how did you find time to do your Sendout Cards business with a full-time real estate career?
I made the time to do this. I committed myself to say, listen, eventually when I had a couple of handfuls of people in the business and I just really found out that this was something that resonated with a lot of folks, I made the commitment, hey, this could be that second stream of income. That could be that residual component that we've been looking for, because everybody seemed to resonate with it when we showed it to them, and they actually said yes, yes, yes. So I thought, well, maybe this is it. And I guess say that question again, Jordan, because it is kind of...
Oh, how did you find time?
Well, I made the time. You know, I just made the time because I had such a big why and such a purpose in my life that I needed to show people this, and I just would look down and say, okay, I got a half an hour here. That's the time I'm going to make that call. So I'd line up people that out on a yellow pad of paper who I knew, liked, and trusted, and I would just go through that list. It was a few hundred people, and I would just daily pick up the phone for half an hour, and that's all my goal was, just to give one gift account walkthrough per day for 20 minutes, and that was my goal.
That's
and
great.
It worked out, yeah.
So essentially, it was just worth it to you because you knew the value of residual income. It was worth it to you to make the time. So the question came up, Chuck, how do you do this in a tight economy where most realtors are struggling financially? How can they possibly come up with the money to do something like Sendout Cards?
Well, it's like this, Jordan. If your car is broken, you'll find the money to get it fixed.
That's right.
If the right person sees this and they need it in their real estate or mortgage career, they'll come up with the money for it. Matter of fact, when you and I got started, I think it was on $800 to get started with Sendout Cards.
About, not quite, but pretty
close. Not quite,
close.
But close to that, you know, stamps and things like that. So, I mean, personally, I think of this as I personally think Sendout Cards is something that all people in business need to have. If they don't, then I think they're going to be out of business. And it's one of the only things I know, and I see a lot of stuff out on the marketplace. I'm exposed to quite a bit. This is the only relationship system that I know of that works. And if professionals aren't using this, they're absolutely out of their minds. They're going to be out of business.
Did you, Chuck, did you recruit just realtors?
Well, you know, everybody thinks that I did, and I did not. I suggest that everybody stays in the area of what they feel comfortable with. So if you're in insurance, stay with that for a while. If you're in real estate, stay with that for a little bit, because you're going to know a sphere of influence of people that know you, like you, and trust you, and that's going to get you started with Sendout Cards. Then what happens, Jordan, is that those people know other people that have different spheres of influences, and so your business will tend to grow in different spheres. So what happens over time is your business will grow dynamically through different people's influences. It'll introduce you to different networking opportunities, different marketplaces, different people looking for home businesses to work with, and so your business will diversify over time. So I just didn't stay with realtors. I diversified out. You know, it was really anybody that would say yes, that's what we worked with.
That's great. Chuck, I want to thank you for taking time out of your schedule to be with us on the call tonight. And I want everyone to realize that Chuck and Nikki have a big business. They've got just a hair under 10,000 distributors in their organization. And, you know, Nikki still does sell some real estate from time to time. And then they have a personal life as well. And there's thousands, or there's hundreds and hundreds of people listening in tonight. If you try and contact them, don't necessarily expect a reply. I can't promise that will happen. You may or you may not. I just want to make sure that you understand and respect Chuck's time in that way.